Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from the beautiful city of Taipei, Taiwan. We're here for the Community Open Camp. I'm pretty excited to have a special guest. Yeah. Eric, tell us who
Hello.
You are and what you do.
I'm a technical evangelist in Taiwan and evangelize our Microsoft technologies to community and developers.
So let's talk about this event in particular. What is this event for?
Yeah, we hold this event for try to engage the open source developers and let them know how Microsoft use open source technologies and open source our technologies, something like .NET or Visual Studio.
So as we reach out to the open source community, what are some things that we're doing as a company to help people sort of into the fold?
Yeah, when we engage the community, we are also the attendees, not the play as a company role or sponsor, just a sponsor. We are also an attendee, so we try to understand what they talk about and what are they are interested in or something else. So we try to provide some topic or code or tools for them to realize how Microsoft can help you improve productivity or code quality, something.
So tell me about the open source community in Taiwan. Yes. Is it a pretty big community? What is it like?
In Taiwan, there are many open source communities. They are talk about some specific technology in their community. So we have to go to many communities to reach out every open source developer. So I don't think there is a biggest one community in Taiwan. It's also a good ecosystem, a good healthy.
Yeah.
So there are many communities talk about open source related.
So speaking about sort of this event that we're having now, what are some of the topics that are going to be covered today?
Okay, today I try to deliver in two ways. One way is how Microsoft open source our technology, .NET or Visual Studio Code, and we contribute this innovation to community. Mm-hmm. And the other way is I try to describe our platform, Windows or Microsoft Azure, how they embrace the open source technology, and developer can use the same technology on our platform. Yeah.
So let's talk about sort of moving forward. What are some plans that you have to help open source developers in Taiwan?
Yeah, the Microsoft openness awareness is still low in open source community. Mm-hmm. So we would keep trying to engage more key influencers and help them to build their solution on our platform. And the key influencers will help us to promote the tool or the platform to their community. It's recommended by their opinion lead, not Microsoft employees.
I see. So what are some technologies in open source that you are excited about?
I think it's container technology, like Docker or related. Mm-hmm.
So talking about containers, what are some things that we do at Microsoft with containers?
Yeah, we support Docker in many ways, something like we integrate the Docker composing tool in Visual Studio,
right.
and we work with Docker community to create a Docker on Windows natively, and our server technology, Hyper-V, support Docker, and our Azure cloud platform support Docker natively.
Yeah, this is awesome. So where can people go to find out more about Microsoft and open source in Taiwan or just in general? What are some places? Are there websites? Is there some, can people email you?
I think the Azure official website is good enough, and I will encourage the developers to reach out to GitHub, Azure repository. There are many resources from them.
So any last words for those that are watching?
Mm-hmm.
Any last words for those that are watching?
try Microsoft. Microsoft can help you improve your code quality and productivity.
Awesome. Well, that sounds cool. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Eric, my name is Seth Juarez. We're here in Taiwan, Taipei, Taiwan, for the Community Open Camp. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.